A clearer picture of the Veterans Affairs Department's new and troubled choice program is starting to take shape. The program is designed to help veterans access health care closer to home and more easily. Now, the new program would let veterans choose between care from the VA or some other provider. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
Congress has plenty of questions for the VA about its proposal to overhaul the Veterans Choice Program. It's skeptic that VA can manage such a huge overhaul of the program, and it's also not sure why the department should continue to play a part in scheduling veterans' health care appointments. The new VA choice program, according to the department, would look like this. Veterans can choose whether they want to go to a VA medical center or a provider in the private sector for care. If the veteran chooses community care, he or she can pick a provider from the VA's list. All of those providers would get approval from the department, and they're organized into three tiers. The first includes VA medical centers, plus healthcare center providers at the Defense Department, Indian Health Service, and some tribal health programs. The second tier is made up of providers in the community that earn the highest quality rating from the VA. And the third tier is made up of community providers that meet the VA's standard criteria. But Congress is confused by VA's three-tiered system, and it wants to know why the department needs to group its care options in the first place. Bali Yahia is the Assistant Deputy Undersecretary for Health for Community Care at the VA.
The way that we present it in the plan is just a way to organize providers. So from the veteran's perspective, they will not see tiers. They will see a directory of providers, and those providers, as best as possible, will have information about where they are, what specialty they are, their affiliations, their quality, their satisfaction. So it will be, this is kind of behind the scenes stuff. It's how we organize ourselves.
Yahia says the VA also wants to schedule most of the department and private care appointments for veterans.
We want to be more of the face of customer service and scheduling. That could mean, as we talked about before, just saying to the veteran, you're eligible for community care, here's their options, do you want to schedule your own appointment? But we would be more the ones that would be having that conversation rather than the contractors.
But members of Congress aren't thrilled with that idea. Congressman Mike Kaufman.
The whole reason for the choice program was that there was a scandal in the VA on scheduling. Mm-hmm. That the level of corruption, systemic corruption across the VA in scheduling, driven by cash bonuses in order to bring down the wait times, and they created these secret lists. And now what you want to do and what the VA wants to do is let's give it back to those same people.
Yahia says the VA has heard from many veterans about the scheduling problems. Many of them say they're tired of dealing with a middleman when they want to make an appointment. Under the current choice program, a private contractor calls the veteran to schedule his appointments with a private community care provider. That's only after the VA clears the veteran for eligibility. The department itself handles scheduling for veterans who use VA medical providers. Dan Benishek is the chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Subcommittee on Health.
Is a veteran going to be able to call and get an appointment for themselves? I mean, it seems to me that a huge part of the problem in getting an appointment is somebody's making the appointment for the veteran. Are you going to change this? I mean, when I give, as a physician, if I refer the patient to somebody, I tell the patient who I'm planning to refer them to, and then they make their own appointment. So is that going to happen now in this new community care program?
Yahia says some veterans with certain medical conditions or social circumstances just can't make these appointments on their own. Others can and do want to handle their own appointments.
I think for veterans that want to make their own appointments, we want to be able to provide that option. However, we want to make sure that we can connect the dots. And so we don't want to just say, here, go see your, make your own appointments. We want to figure out a way to get that information back. So when they do come back to the VA, if they have to see another doctor, we have the clinical information from that community provider.
But many members of Congress say the VA's community care plan is just too complicated, and it has too many layers of bureaucracy. A few members wanted to know why a VA or private doctor couldn't simply issue referrals to veterans who need to see another specialist, instead of repeating the long scheduling process again with the department. Congressman David Rowe.
I think what we need to do is the veteran needs to be in charge of their health care, and we as providers, both the VA and the community, need to provide that care for them.
But Yahia says the department is responsible for other systems to make sure veterans are eligible for care and that its providers get paid.
VA's community care network is not a health insurance plan. It's an integrated system with the direct care and the community. So who can do, there are some folks that could do that. So our 40 milers today, if you live more than 40 miles driving distance from a facility, you can take that card and you can go to someone in the network and receive care.
Congress passed the Veterans Access, Choice, and Accountability Act back in 2014. It's a temporary fix to several longstanding problems with scheduling delays at the VA. But now Congress seems ready to fix and refine some of the pieces of the bill that just aren't working. Congressman Tim Huelskamp.
My concern as well is that the temporary nature of the language, and I know the Secretary has promised that he wants to make this permanent, but the sooner we can make this permanent, the sooner we can make these relationships more long-term and for the veterans as well as for the providers, Ms. Chairman. So appreciate the timeliness of this topic.
The VA has said for months it alone can't meet all of the veterans' demands for health care. The department first pitched its plan to transform the current choice program to Congress back in October. Since then, Yehia says the VA has met with providers to hear their concerns with the program. It got 600 responses from community providers and 300 from VA employees about the program. The VA is using that feedback to inform new draft requests for a proposal. Another issue with the current program is how it got started. The VA was forced to quickly stand up the Choice Program within 90 days of Congress passing the Choice Act. The timeline also put pressures on private care providers, but they say it's getting better. David McIntyre is the president and CEO of TriWest Healthcare Alliance. TriWest is one of VA's current private provider networks.
You know, part of the challenge, I think, in the scheduling space was we stood this program up in a little over 30 days. Because you were responding to a crisis, and appropriately so, with the right kind of intensity. And how we're doing scheduling now in our area is vastly improved over the first couple of months of what we were doing. And part of that is we took the geography and broke it into segments. So now we're not serving people out of one or two geographic areas. We have 10 operation centers. We stood them up since the summer. Went from 400 staff to 3,600 as of last Friday. And so we built a hub-and-spoke environment. That's what you have to have. You've got to have a relationship with the providers in the community. And it takes a little while to get that refined.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Read Nicole's story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.